So this is a podcast that my friend Camille and I decided to put together just because we are bored and needed a avenue to vent our thoughts, which are pretty mindless and irrelevant to life. So, listen at your own risk, and just to let you know, because we will be throwing people under the bus, and I don't know what else to them, about them, with them, we are using pseudonyms. So, Rachel, I am Rachel, and Camille are not our real names.
Alright, well, I'm Camille, I guess you already met Rachel.
Hi.
And since she didn't mention it, this is Talking Tipsy. This is our first run, our first go at it, I guess.
Very first podcast. Yes.
So it might be edited. We might cut
it will definitely be edited this time.
But future ones will not, and we'll try to just give it to you raw.
We both like it raw.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We do.
We do, but unfortunately I am not in a circumstance where I'm getting it raw right now, but you will be getting it raw.
I am.
You will be getting it raw.
We got a little off track here.
Unless we mention people's real names.
That will be edited.
Everyone's names will be changed to protect the guilty.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And everyone's going to think we're bitches or something, and we're not.
Even more so than they already do.
Right. Very true. But each podcast, each episode, I don't know the verbiage or the slang.
Yeah, yet, who cares?
Each one, we will talk about what we're drinking because we are tipsy while we record these. That's the fun part about it.
Yeah.
Today, we're drinking some white chocolate.
It's O'Reilly's, not the auto parts store. But I don't think it's the auto parts store.
They have pretty good prices, but I don't think everyone has O'Reilly's. Maybe it's a Vegas thing.
This is Lee's Discount Liquor that I got it from.
It tastes amazing.
It's delicious. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely fantastic.
That's just the drink today.
Yes. We may or may not have different drinks. We haven't quite decided that yet.
We might stick with the same drink, maybe.
Or maybe rotate. Ooh!
Or rotate. Yes.
We can watch that. What is that? Tipsy Bartender.
Oh, on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Tipsy Bartender. Yeah. We'll try out some of his stuff, but I have a 3-ingredient maximum, so. Some of that.
But other than the drink, I don't think we're going to really have a set subject or
nope.
We're just going to kind of go with it.
We are winging it here, people.
It's going to be entertaining, but yeah, you're not going to really know what to expect. There's not really an agenda here.
Because we don't know what to
expect. I don't know what's coming out of my mouth after that.
I don't know. So, off the cuff over here.
All right, so we're going to try to stick with these names because clearly Rachel and Camille are not our names. And the people, what is it? Law and Order?
When they say they
change the names and the...
To protect the innocent, yes. But there are no innocent people in our conversation.
They're not. I feel like everybody we're talking very guilty. About have done something that's caused them to be on our show.
Right, right. So with that, we actually have some good news.
Oh, good news.
Camille and I, Rachel, I'm Rachel. She's Camille, I'm pointing at her, but you can't see that.
No one can see that. We can, though.
I can. And then we have a mirror image where we can watch ourselves.
So we're sitting in front of a mirror in my bedroom right now. The location might vary.
We're not doing anything kinky at all.
No.
The mirror is there for, I don't know, take us back to the 80s, I think.
It's kind of reminding me that I need to drop 4 pounds a week, but I'm trying not to look at it.
Is your closet? You know what?
There's two closets in here.
Oh. Yeah.
I know. It's supposed to be like a couples kind of thing, you know.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. How big is that closet?
Well, it's holding all my shit right now, so it's pretty big.
You know, my first apartment that I got on my own, it was like the smaller of the ones that I could afford, but the closet was the biggest. So, and then a friend of mine came by to see it when I first moved in there. She's like, "Why is your closet bigger than your whole apartment?" Like,
your bedroom? Like,
I need that space.
What were we talking about?
Good news.
Good news, yes.
Good news.
Okay.
So Camille got a lateral move. Hey. We worked together. I don't know if I mentioned that because we are tipsy, but we worked together at a credit union that will not be named.
No.
And she has been moved over to the bright side, the accounting department. Yes. She is now an accountant.
Yes. And we be working together.
We be working together. That's the Ebonics.
We will be dropping
some of that Ebonics for you.
I left out one word and it comes out that, okay, we will be working right next to each other. Just back to back.
Right? Yeah, we're just going to high five one another. Mm-hmm. All the time. We're going to make fun of people at work.
Oh, man. And then bring it to the show.
While they're walking by. We'll talk about what they're wearing and stuff. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be amazing.
Camille dresses cute at work. I do not.
Super cute.
I just kind of roll out of bed and wear what's clean.
Okay. So that's my goal. Okay. But to be fair, you're naturally pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're not looking like a hot mess at work.
So we apparently look like twins.
I think it's just because we're two brown girls, but let's go with it.
It's one brown girl and one kind of yellowish.
Well, I am brown. I am milk chocolate.
Let's bust out a crayon right now.
I don't know. They mistake us for each other, so clearly we're the same color. Why should we look nothing alike?
We do not.
No.
No. But
all brown people look the same, I guess.
She's not brown.
My mama's black, for the record.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Possibly. That's even unsure.
Well, yeah. She's adopted. Shout outs to all the adopted people.
Shout out. I don't know any adopted people, though.
Don't? You know my
Do
mama.
Do you know? I have not met your mother. You lied to me. And said you said that your mom and dad would be here. And I'm like, ooh, I get to meet the parentals.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're ready for that.
Ready for what?
Oh, to meet my parents.
Are you scared I might?
I'm scared they're going to actually like you.
They're going to love me. Oh my gosh. They love me.
They will.
Parents love me. You know, parents love me, and then
parents
I have
me too.
I have friends who stop liking me because their parents be like, why can't you be more of my Rachel? Am I reading my name?
Oh, we have name tags because we don't want to call each other's real names. But I'm the same way. Or like exes, their parents still like adore me and follow me on Facebook.
Oh my gosh. See, you have parents that you met. I don't think I've met. I get anxiety. My heart starts beating all quick. I'm like, no, I don't want to meet your parents. And you will not be meeting mine.
I like meeting parents as the siblings because my brother has, you know, five sisters. So we're evil to the girls he dates. So I'm like, oh, crap. I know I'll meet somebody and their sisters are going to, like, treat me like shit. Which, shout out to my ex's sister who was a total bitch to me the whole time I was with him. 5 years.
Wow.
I know. To me.
Is this the 12-year-old you dated?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even more reason to date a 12-year-old.
He was not 12 years old, but yes, the young guy. I'll be talking about him a lot. Okay, what's his code name? Because we can't use real names, so everybody
We cannot use real names. Here, let's write it down.
This. Yeah, what's his name going to be?
I don't even know what his name is right now.
Oh, well, that's good. So whatever name we give him will work for you.
Okay, but I was going to put such and such equals
name.
Oh,
okay, let me write it down then.
Yeah.
Pause.
We're not pausing.
We're not actually pausing.
We're not actually pausing. She's just writing.
I'll tell you later how to pronounce that.
Oh.
Them hood names.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah. So let's just call him Jerry.
Jerry. Okay. We'll go with that. Works.
Jerry. You want to tell us a little bit about Jerry?
Jerry. And that's all I got to say about that.
Did Jerry actually eat yours, though, or he was just the one?
He did, actually. Really good.
Oh.
I know. That's why.
Did you watch that video I sent you?
No, I did not. See, and I'm not the one that needs to watch this video.
You don't watch anything I send you. You don't listen to anything I send you. This is Rachel complaining, by the way, to Camille and her procrastinating ways.
Okay. I have not listened to them .. yet.
I sent them like 2 months ago.
She did not send them 2 months ago. How long do we need to do that? You think anyone could tell our voices apart? We're going to have to listen to... We haven't listened to our recording yet. So when we listen to this, we'll figure out if we need to say who's talking until everybody gets used to our voices. So I'm not sure
if our voices are just mixing all up. Well, that's why I try to say that I'm Rachel, you're Camille. Because I do listen to this podcast called Guys We Fuck. Uh-huh. And when I first started listening, I could not tell them apart.
See,
so
that's what
they did announce... Their names.
We got to start doing
Shout that. Out to Guys We Fuck. You guys are freaking hilarious.
I'll listen to it eventually.
Let's call him Mark.
Who? The boyfriend right now?
Yep.
Okay, Mark.
I forgot where we were going with that.
Oh! Because Jerry ate it. Mark doesn't.
Real and fake. If anyone knows how to spell pseudonym...
Let us know.
You can email that to talkingtipsybiggest@gmail.com.
Because I guess we can't Google it.
Well, we can, but it's more fun if they...
I have no clue. I couldn't even guess how to spell
it. I know it starts with a P-S.
Oh, well, that's better than I thought.
P-S-U-E... All right, I'm not going to...
I hope that was way off.
Like, it lived in color. What if they used to spell, like, three letters and then just say the rest of the word? What word was that? Oh, man. You know what?
Can't think of it right now.
Nope.
That's what happens when you talk tipsy.
Right.
This white chocolate stuff is so good.
It is very delicious. O'Reilly's white chocolate. You guys should try it if
How
you
much
haven't.
How much did it cost? Is it cheap?
$10 for the bottle.
$10?
Mm-hmm. That's why I bought it in the first place. I was like, ooh, that's only $10. I should have bought both bottles. Because usually it's just me.
Aw, well, you have a friend now.
I have a friend drinking it with me.
Should I be like Camille?
And she was like going hard with the bottle.
I'm home. So I can just call up the boyfriend and be like, come pick me up.
Oh,
I want to go somewhere, but I don't really
know. Neverland.
He lives, Vegas talk is far. He lives 30 minutes away. I guess if he wants to see from California, they're going to hate us right now. But he lives really far, and it takes like 30 minutes to get to his house.
Yes, that's why I didn't see Michael. When was that?
Did you just say his real name?
Bitch. We are going to have to edit.
Rachel, let's pour the record.
Hey, we're editing this. Oh, wait. Okay.
Somebody's real name.
Okay,
and we edited that out. But
so what's his new name going to be? We're just going to edit out that part where I said
Let's call
name.
Him Leo.
Leo?
Leo.
Leo? I think it's like, wait that. I don't even know what you're saying right now.
Okay, well, that's not going to be a good name if you can't say it. So let's call him Charles.
Okay.
Charles.
Well, you know what? Michael is a very common name, so I don't even know when we need to change his name. You know what? Let's roll with this one, because it could be any Michael.
Michael is Michael. Yeah, I know, like,
15 Michaels.
I know a ton of Michaels, so you're right. Yeah.
I know about 15 Michaels.
I knew this Michael that was half black, half Mexican. Gorgeous.
Oh,
but he was so boring. Like, monotone. No, I didn't date him, he wanted to, but I couldn't do it. Like, I'm talking about there is no, like, fluctuation in his voice. There's no excitement.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? He could talk about two completely separate things and sound exactly the same.
Or you could just have him not talk at all.
Yeah, I thought about that. But I couldn't even finesse him enough to get in the mood. You're just pretty. Just sit there.
Yeah, just sit there and be cute. He could be like Joey from Friends.
But I'm funny. So then, like, he wouldn't laugh.
He wouldn't laugh?
He would say it was funny. Like, oh, you're so funny. Yeah, I know. I'm like, screw you. I'm hilarious.
And yeah.
LOL'd out loud. I just said laughed out loud. That's like when people say ATM machine.
Oh, my God.
That's identification number. That's what you're saying.
Yes, they Yes. You know what? I never even caught that one. I may do the same thing with that one. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I do too.
My PIN number. Yeah.
That's me crazy.
Yeah, I should. Okay. Yeah. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to not say PIN.
What's your PIN? Period.
Yes. What's your PIN?
That's the end of my
statement. My PIN is 1234. That's my PIN.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to say.
Wow.
Nuts. But that's from working in the branch for 13 years.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, we were talking about Mark, though. What were we talking about? And we were talking about Michael, but I can't remember. Okay.
I was about to say, who's Mark? Jeez, these names are going to kill me.
I have a key here.
Mark needs to watch the video. This is Camille speaking. I'm dating Mark. She's dating Michael. A.K.A. Michael.
Yeah, so there's a video called, what is it called? How to Eat Pussy Like a Porn Star or something around there. It's on Pornhub.com. Shout out to Pornhub.
How do you even say that? Like, oh, I need you to watch this video. And actually...
No, I showed it to Michael.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you just say, hey, watch this?
Yes.
Ah, smooth.
I showed it to the Michael before this, Michael.
But he did mention, and I think it's because I've kind of been dropping hints that he's not very sexual. He did mention... Oh, we should go to a sex shop. So I'm thinking.
Oh, you went. Me and Michael went to a sex
did
shop.
Did you?
Yeah.
I never went with a guy. I went with like friends before.
I've never not gone with a guy.
Oh, see, but I've never had toys or nothing. I told you I've never used a vibrator. Nothing.
Oh, my best friend is a vibrator. It's pink.
No, I actually grabbed one of my friends when I was helping her move. She was under her bed. But it was small. I was like, what is this? She goes, oh, you might not want to grab that. And I was like, oh.
I'm like, ah.
Yeah. But I figured, like, she's really clean. Like, so I figured she wasn't just, like, taking it out of her vagina and throwing it under the bed. So I pretty sure she cleaned it. So.
But I guess that's. Store it in the vagina. For the winter. You know, I'm just going to leave it in there.
Throw this in my vagina.
It's like, yeah, and take it out. Throw it under the bed.
I figured I was good. No, I don't know.
Oh, that's still weird, though.
That was very weird.
No, my batteries are running down on mine.
I thought you were going to say on this.
Like mid-vibration. I was like, what the?
Oh,
so I took the batteries and put it back in there, and it worked.
You throw the batteries in the freezer.
I should have. I think I have. Also, my brother gave me all these batteries. Like,
for what?
Just because
to have batteries?
He buys batteries and then he forgets he has them, and so he buys more batteries. And when he was moving, he was cleaning out his place and like, here's all these batteries. So I was like, okay, but you know, batteries don't last forever.
They don't.
They do not last forever. So I don't know. I put some in my clock in my living room, and I think it stopped already. And it's only been a few months.
We've always had like batteries in the freezer. And I don't know why. Growing up,
should throw them in the freezer.
I don't know what it does.
I don't know.
The power.
People, if you know what throwing batteries in the freezer does, you can email us at talkingtipsyvegas@gmail.com.
Because we don't know.
We do not know.
And does anyone else do that?
Talking has no G, and we're keeping it gangsta like that.
Because we are thugs.
Yes.
Talkin. Maybe we should spell it.
We have, like, tattoos. Oh, okay.
We have tattoos, so.
We are so gangsta right now.
Just so you know, if you're ever questioning her. And Rachel's, like, from Compton.
I am a CPT. You can't tell, by the way.
My ex is from Compton, though, so.
I speak so intelligently that you can't.
Or, like, people, like, say, well, why do you talk white if you're black? Which I hate when people say that.
People said that. I've never heard that before in my life.
You're a liar.
I am not a liar.
Why do you talk so proper? Why do you talk white if you're...
But you know what? I don't think people really realize that I'm black until I say
I'm
black.
I clearly look black or Puerto Rican, and I am both black. I'm back.
You're back.
Black.
You are back to being black.
Camille is
She's like 10% black. Going by the one drop rule that was established in like the 40s.
Well, Rachel won't admit that she's even mixed. She's not. She's like, oh, I am a black woman. No, she's definitely not a black woman.
Both of my parents are black people. They produced another black person.
Anyways, I get that all the time. My brother gets that all the time. Why do you speak so proper if you're black?
Wow. You know what? Some black people are whitewashed, and you're like, I don't know about him.
Yeah, I know.
But we're getting off topic.
We are.
We were supposed to be talking about how Mark does not eat the cat.
Does not. Well, let's rewind, because the first time that we made out, he was bragging about that, and
bragging to whom?
To me. Did a few licks.
He was bragging to you?
Well, he's great at it.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was bragging, like, you know what, I made out with you.
No! Oh my gosh, follow the story here.
Like, bragging to his friends, but bragging to you instead. You know, you know Camille, this is Camille, who I made out with.
Camille is this girl. So, there was that, and then it was just, like, kind of joking, but he did it, like, twice. And then never again even
attempted. So, wait,
but he always sticks his tongue out at me, like, you know, pretending like he's doing it.
Say that he did it. He actually licked the cat at two separate occasions? Are you saying he gave, like, one lick and then another lick?
And then, so, like, once, then we were kissing and all that, then did it again. But then we weren't trying to get that intense. It was the first time we ever, like, got physical, so... We didn't have sex, for the record.
But you let him lick.
I know. To be fair, though, no. Like, we've worked together. I met him at work, and we knew each other six months before.
Not that.
I thought you were talking about how could I let him do that.
No, you said you weren't trying to get physical, but you let him lick the cat.
Well, okay, here's how it happened.
What happened was...
I don't wear underwear.
Okay.
Hey, underwear extremely uncomfortable.
I love underwear.
I hate underwear.
I love underwear.
They're very uncomfortable, and I have a big ass, and so the underwear goes straight in my ass. I used to wear underwear, thongs and G-strings all the time in my 20s.
That's kind of underwear.
Yeah.
Have you tried boy shorts?
I hate boy shorts.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I can't breathe. Like my Mrs. Patty's suffocating.
You're who?
Mrs. Patty.
Stop mid-sip because I'm like...
My vagina.
You're Mrs. Patty. Why Patty?
I've always, since I was a kid, called it Mrs. Patty, and I don't know.
That's interesting.
I know. I don't even know where it came from. My mom doesn't know. I just started saying that.
Wow.
I didn't want to say vagina. My mom's very like, no, this is vagina, so that is a penis.
Yeah, I say vagina, I say penis.
Yeah. But I didn't like it, so I was like... I don't know where Mrs. Patty came from, but that's what I call her. And
wow.
I feel like she can't breathe in underwear. And
like a long name, though.
It is, right? Yeah. And every guy I dated knows that. Except Mark.
Say, ooh, give me that Mrs. Patty.
You know? I'd be like, get out right now. The funny thing is, I never noticed that until right now. We don't talk about sex, so he doesn't even know I call him Mrs. Patty.
Oh,
Every ex I've had knows that.
Wow.
And like, how does Mrs. Patty feel? Like, saying stuff like that. Every guy I've dated. And he does. I just realized that right now. He does not even know that I call it that.
You should just text him.
Like, did you know I call him Mrs. Patty?
I don't have a name for mine.
I know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of creepy, actually. But it's habit.
A little different. It's a little different.
So, what was I saying? Oh, I was wearing a dress.
Oh, yes.
We went to dinner.
Okay.
Then we went back to his house. And we were, like...
For his birthday, I remember that part.
No.
You said, so that was
I wasn't wearing drawers on his birthday either.
Well, if you don't wear underwear.
I don't ever wear underwear. But the first time we made out was on our first date, but we had already known each other 6 months. Then on his birthday, we had sex for the first time. And there was no looking up the Mrs. Patty at that time, no.
Oh, so he was just trying to get some when he was looking at Mrs. Patty. Why do you have so much hair dye right there?
So, my sister changes her hair all the time.
No.
And she has very long, thick hair, and so she has to buy, like, 4 boxes. Yeah.
Are you supposed to do that many boxes? Maybe that's why my dye doesn't take very much.
Yeah. If you have a lot of hair, girl, you're supposed to use multiple boxes. Those boxes are for, like, white people. They have, like, 3 strands of hair. And when are you dyeing your hair? Talking about procrastinating.
You know what? I know.
Excuse me. Rachel procrastinates just as much as I do.
I do. I'm not saying that I don't.
All right.
I do. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
My life is just one full procrastination.
Oh, same here.
Like me. Well, I'm going to a wedding on the 22nd.
Is Michael, a.k.a. Michael, going to be the date? Michael?
No.
No?
Because I had already RSVP'd before we even got that close. And it's in California.
Where in California?
It is in Alhambra.
Wait, what date?
April 22nd on a Sunday.
I think I'm going to a wedding in California with Mark on that weekend, too.
Lesbian wedding?
No.
Oh, you went to a lesbian wedding?
So cute. I sent you the glasses.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Glasses.
On teams,
oh, I didn't pay attention to what it said on there.
Yeah, it had her one, her only.
Oh, I get it now. I thought it said her one, his only.
No, her one, her only.
That is cute.
Yes.
Oh, I wish. That sounds exciting.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Mm.
Well, it's not bad that you're going solo. You might get a girlfriend while you're there.
That's okay.
There might be a few.
Vaginas solo. Are disgusting. I don't care who hears me say it. Vaginas are disgusting. If ever I was born a man, I'd be a gay man.
Damn it.
Yes, I would. I don't like those things.
I had a threesome before, but I couldn't.
Two guys or two girls?
Two girls! Ew, I couldn't do two guys. But I couldn't. Lick her, Mrs. Patty.
No,
I have like no desire. Yeah, I was like, I'll do everything else, but I couldn't do that. I was like, go ahead, you do it.
What is everything else?
Well, you know,
no,
like the kissing. And
so you kissed on that girl?
Yeah,
I have never kissed. Nope,
never,
never, ever, never.
Well,
never.
It was in my 20s, but yeah, I did. I decided to not anymore because first one, they ended up getting divorced because he couldn't stop talking about how amazing I was. The second.
Wow.
Well, the first, no, that wasn't the first. The first, my ex and her started hanging out with each other without me.
Oh.
So I was like, crush. Then the second, they divorced because he couldn't stop talking about me.
Wow.
And the third was a coworker that made work awkward. So then, that was it. I said, I'm done.
So the coworker was a threesome or the coworker was just a girl you kissed?
No. If there was no penis, I couldn't do it. You know, just me and a girl, it couldn't work.
So it was a coworker was a woman?
Mm-hmm.
And she invited you. She was like, hey, come on.
No, I invited her to my house.
Oh, dun, to be dun, with dun. You and your
and
guy. Oh.
And then, when me
why
and
Why you ever invite
up,
me to be with you and Mark? I'm insulted now that
well,
I go after
listen,
co-workers.
I can't get Mark to lick my vagina. So what makes you think that we're going to handle two of us? I don't think it's happening.
I think my someone's are a little
no, hurt. I totally would have.
Hey, oh, if it was pretty all the time. And you're like, hey.
They have a nice ass too, but the first one, like thank you. The first one I invited her over, but she knew what was up. Then after me and him broke up, she invited me with her and her dude, who he happened to work with us too.
Whoa!
So then after I messed with him, it got really awkward. So I was like,
"Dad,
I was a young teller at Washington Mutual.
You are very open.
No,
you are.
Well, listen, I lost my virginity at 20."
Oh, yeah,
and it
did
from the
that.
Same guy for 4 years. So he took my virginity and I was only with him 4 years. So by the time I hit 23, 24, I was like, I need to see what's out there.
I didn't lose my virginity until I was 22.
Oh.
I didn't need to see what was out there.
You got me beat.
I am like
I thought I needed to see what was out there.
Sexual camel.
What?
I can have sex like when I'm having sex. I want to have sex all the time. That's what I might as well say Michael. He was like, you're very sexual when you're not having sex. I was like, yes, I am. But before him, he had been like a year and a half.
No, I did the same thing. I went like, I think I went a little over a year. And everybody's like, how do you do that? You seem so sexual. But yeah, I don't have to have it.
No.
You get past the first 3 months, you're good.
Yeah. You know what it is about the first 3 months?
First 3 months are tough because then you're like, then you start thinking about it a lot. And then you're like, I was telling people, don't hug me. Like, please, nothing physical. But then, yeah, I'm good. That's why I'm like, I can't really, like, not take things serious with Mark because he's not sexual. I think he's just nervous. I mean, you know him. He's like, you know, he's jittery.
Yeah, he's like,
Who does he remind
me? He's very sweet.
He's very sweet, and that's different for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to these.
And smiley.
Very smiley, yeah. Friendly ass.
How often does he smile? Like, all the time.
Yes,
so I'll be like, Mark. Let me ask you a question, and then he comes over smiling.
Yeah. No, seriously, like, when I'm irritated about something, he's just sitting there smiling. What are you smiling at? He's like, nothing. I was like, I hate that you're just always smiling. And then I sound like a dick because I'm telling you to stop smiling.
Oh, let's see. Wait, where were we? Around 28 minutes.
Are we?
No, we've been recording for 29 minutes now.
What?
But it's around 28 minutes that I called Mark by the wrong name. Man, you are doing good. We should start betting like quarters or something. You would be a wealthy woman.
I would win.
Yes.
We should do a jar, you know, like a swear jar.
Yeah, we should.
We should just keep track.
Yeah.
No.
Did you just say your own real name?
Three times already.
Oh, God.
Rachel lost.
Rachel.
Three times.
Your boyfriend's name and my boyfriend's name. I'm surprised she hasn't said my name.
I am going to try not to. Holy crap.
This I love the name plates, widow.
This is hard for me. I don't know why Camille is doing so easy. She used to be an undercover. I think she'd be like a CIA agent.
Oh, man, that was good.
CIA agent being redundant, too.
CIA.
Central Intelligence Agency agent?
No.
No.
Something. A CI agent.
A CI agent. CIA.
Okay, so should we wrap this up or should we continue talking?
Let's wrap.
Okay, so we are going to wrap this up. I think this is a very fun first episode.
I think it was very successful.
And I have to pee like a racehorse anyway. We have been
drinking
a lot of O'Reilly's white chocolate, whatever this, I don't even know what type of liquor it is, it's just O'Reilly's white chocolate, that's what the bottle says.
Yeah, it was really good. It's really good.
And $10 at least discount liquor.
Hey.
So,
this is episode one. Is it, do you call it episodes? I need to know.
Yeah, I think you have to label them.
What do you call them? Podcast. People that listen to podcasts with you.
People.
Real people. I don't want them to be like, she's totally using the wrong words.
No, it's, yeah. Oh, you mean like episodes?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like one.
Oh, Lord. This is episode one for us.
Episode one. And we're debating.
We're probably going to laugh a lot about this first one.
We are debating on whether to record our podcast, but. Once every 2 weeks or once a month. We're kind of like debating on it.
But I think 2 weeks might be good.
2 weeks?
If we go like a month in and be like, oh, remember what happened last month?
We should take notes on what we were talking about. I don't think we ever finished talking about Mark and his lack of eating poontang.
To be continued.
Yeah.
Jerry was very good at it, actually.
Jerry, very good.
Yeah.
So,
inside and everything while
I
figured that. Okay,
holy
for the record, before we wrap this up, I never liked it. I used to go, like, date guys that never did it for me. Mm-hmm. Until my ex.
Right.
And I was like, hey, I kind of like this. And now it's like.
Yes. I used to be like, don't even do it because it's kind of pointless.
Let's just have sex already.
Right. That's what I was saying. Yeah. Because most guys do it horribly. Yeah. Which brings me back to Jack Lawrence, How to Eat Pussy Like an Expert. Just watch him. It's like. I don't know, 4 or 5 different people in the video. He's the only one who knows what he's doing.
I've never seen this video.
And I sent it to her 2 months ago, so.
And I will. You did not send that to me.
I didn't?
No.
I just told you how to get to it.
You procrastinated. Now you're mad at me for procrastinating.
No. I told you how to get to it then. I probably texted you about it. I don't know if you can share Pornhub videos like that.
I've never sent videos. Hey, I came across this. It's not about you.
Watch porn real quick.
Okay, so in episode one, pretty excited.
Talking Tipsy. What are we going to name our episodes? Maybe we should just name them episode one.
We should. Yeah, there you go.
And then episode two. And then we take the
episode
thought.
Episode one, Mrs. Patty.
Mrs. Patty?
Episode one would be fine.
Yeah, unless we can come up with funny names.
That would be pretty cool.
We would have to think about that. I don't feel like thinking. It's hard to think when you're drinking.
It is hard to think.
Episode one. So we're just sticking with the basics. Episode
Maybe
one.
Episode two, we'll start saying each other's names more too until people get used to our voices.
Okay, so we're continuing, but let's wrap this up.
We're done. So we'll talk about that when we're done.
Yes.
Okay.
Come back to us.
Please.
However many listeners there are.
It'll get better.
We will be here in another 2 weeks.
Yes, in 2 weeks. Episode two in 2 weeks.